You're listening to SBS News.
The High Court in Israel is focusing on the issue of whether a politician can form a government whilst under indictment. The Israeli legal code doesn't explicitly prohibit that happening. Despite Israel being under coronavirus movement restrictions, protesters gathered on the lawn outside the country's parliament to watch the proceedings, which, in a rare instance, were broadcast live. Protest organiser Yishai Hadass says Benjamin Netanyahu should not be allowed to form a government.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
Mr. Netanyahu was indicted earlier this year on charges of accepting bribes, fraud and breach of trust. He's denied any wrongdoing. If the court voids Mr. Netanyahu's ability to serve as prime minister, Israel could be plunged into political chaos, and it would probably trigger the country's fourth consecutive election in just over 12 months. Avital Sompolinsky, a defence lawyer representing the Knesset, says those implications mean the court should not involve itself in what is essentially a political decision.
It is a matter with a wide range of discretion. And as a result, not only is the discretion very wide, but the political considerations are such an important part of this decision, and therefore, it is improper to interfere in a decision of this kind made by the members of the Knesset.
Mr. Netanyahu's opponents consider Israel as a bastion of democracy under dangerous assault. Pro-democracy demonstrators have been taking to the streets weekly to protest Mr. Netanyahu's continued rule. One of the petitioners, Eliad Shraga, the head of the Movement for Quality Government in Israel, appealed for the court to recognize the gravity of the charges against Mr. Netanyahu.
The economic damage, Your Honours, we're not talking about some kind of an earthquake. Only in case number 4000, we're talking about 1.8 billion shekels. Just to remind you, former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert went to jail for 60,000 shekels. Former Interior Minister Aryeh Deri went to jail for $95,000. Israeli politician Avram Hirshzon went to jail for 1.7 million shekels, and here we're talking about 1.8 billion shekels. This is only the direct damage, not including the collateral damage that has been inflicted by not pushing through the structural reform in Bezek. But that's okay.
Last week, counter-protesters demonstrated against the courts hearing the petitions against Mr. Netanyahu's rule, saying it wasn't the role of the court to run the country. Alan Lee, SBS News.